Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Bob Doty reporting. The European Union is struggling to deal with a chaotic flood of migrants. Turkey, which is home to more refugees than any other country in the world, is blaming EU leaders for the chaos and says European nations ignored repeated warnings. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
With much of the world shocked by the image of a drowned Syrian toddler on a Turkish beach, the latest victim among refugees seeking to enter the European Union, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Thursday accused European countries of turning the Mediterranean Sea into a grave. Ahmet İştoğlu, an expert on migration for Istanbul's Koç University, says there is deep resentment in Ankara.
Why the European countries are having less concern about the Syrian refugee problem? Unfortunately, it's the case almost around the world. Of course, everyone tried to shift the responsibility to other side.
Ankara says Turkey's hosting over 2 million Iraqi and Syrian refugees. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Syria's antiquities chief says Islamic State militants have destroyed 3 ancient tower tombs in the central city of Palmyra, continuing efforts to demolish a World Heritage Site. Mahmoud Abdulkarim said Friday the militants destroyed the 3 famed tower tombs in recent days, including the Tower of Ilabel that dates back to the year 103 AD. This marks one of a series of deliberate vandalism acts carried out by Islamic State since it captured Palmyra in May. Earlier this week, the head of the UN Cultural Agency, UNESCO, called the destruction of Palmyra an intolerable crime against civilization. This is VOA News.